ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Dear Beck.
Dear Beck.
Dear Beck.
Help. Can you help me, Beck?
Dear Beck. I feel like my teenager hates
me. Oh my God. Teenagers.
It's like I don't even know him anymore.
I just feel completely useless.
Off the rails. I really don't know what to do.
Help, Beck.
My gosh, Beck, help.
Gone are the days where teenagers would sneak off to smoke ciggies behind the toilet block at school and then, you know, spray an entire can of deodorant to mask the smell. Today, it's all about vapes. Oh, so many parents are tearing their hair out over these brightly coloured, sweet-flavoured devices. Hey, I'm Beck Sparrow, and in these mini-episodes, I'm here to help you find solutions to your cotton candy-flavoured teen problems. And this mum, she's struggling to talk to her teen about vaping.
Dear Beck, my son started vaping at the age of 15, sneaking with his friends. We were oblivious because he was always so anti-smoking, of cigarettes I mean, as a child and tween. At first we didn't know how often or how many because the smell is so discreet. It's not like smoking a cigarette that leaves a smell on clothes, hands or his school bag. He had a constant wet cough that he never really shook, and that's how we found out he was vaping. When we tried to have conversations about the health impacts and why he should stop, the main response from him was everyone vapes and it's not bad for you. My son and his friends actually thought vaping was not bad for you because they were inhaling flavoured air. I sat down with him to physically show that the brand of vapes he was inhaling were nicotine and he was smoking more than a packet of cigarettes. How can I get through to him that what he's doing is really bad for his health and that it's okay to say no to his mates?
Oh, vapes. Just when we were all patting ourselves on the back because today's teens are smoking way less, suddenly vapes have turned up. And it's so hard, isn't it, when our teens make choices that are harmful to them and we feel powerless to stop them. Oh my God, how I would love to make a big vape bonfire. And it does seem like they are everywhere. In fact, the latest research from the Australian Secondary Students Alcohol and Drug Survey found that about 30% of 12 to 17-year-olds have tried e-cigarettes and vaping. Ugh. Picture this. You're looking through your child's school bag. There's a squashed, rotten banana. There's a few loose pens. And there's a sour grape vape. What? Screech? You immediately go up to your teen and say, I just found this vape in your bag. You are banned from vaping, young lady. Spoiler alert, that approach is not going to work. What I want you to do is to stay calm. When you say to your teenager, so I found this vape in your bag. What can you tell me about it? If they say back to you, which is going to be highly likely, that vaping is safe compared to smoking, I want you to say, okay, well, what are the health experts saying? Let's go and look this up together. Because you know what? I started researching this myself, and this is what I learned. There is no way to verify what's in vape liquids purchased online from overseas. Many of them contain nicotine, even if they're labelled nicotine-free. The second approach is a bit different. It's to talk to our kids about how the e-cigarette industry is totally manipulating kids as their new market. Think about this. Fruity flavours, cute, colourful packaging that looks like a USB. They're easy to hide. These businesses know they can make an enormous amount of money by getting kids and teens addicted to vapes. This mum said her son was sneaking around with his mates and vaping. And we know that the pressure to fit in is powerful. So if all their friends are vaping, it becomes really hard for them to stay strong. What you want to do, I think, is practice strategies with your kids of what they can do or say when their friends start vaping. Do they make an excuse to leave? Do they say that because of a medication that they're on or sports training that they can't do it? Help them think of exit strategies or simply have them practice statements like, nah, I'm not into it. What else? Control what you can control. Look, you have zero input in what your teen decides to do when they are out with their mates, but you can control what happens in your home. So make sure everyone in your family knows that it is a vape-free zone, and that includes any adults who come over or any mates that come over. No vaping is happening. And finally, what do we know about teenagers? They stuff up, they make bad judgment calls, and they make bad choices, even when we've told them the risks. And we were all the same when we were teenagers. What is most important is that we are here for them to walk beside them. Be curious, not judgmental, and keep the lines of communication open. If you want some help with the nitty-gritty of raising teens and you're desperate, send me a voice note to teens@abc.net.au and I will do my very best to help iron out the creases. And make sure you follow us on the ABC Listen app or wherever you get your podcasts.